Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing really well. I actually wanted to follow up on our Halloween episode from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I realized we never follow up on a discussion we have in an episode, so I just want to do that.
We do not.
We do not. There's a lot of hanging things out there. So I started watching What We Do in the Shadows, and I absolutely love it. So thank you so much for that.
Great. Yes. Oh, it's a brilliant show. Yeah. I think they just finished up season 3. And just keeps getting better. And definitely worth everybody's time. And again, if you want to be into Halloween stuff, but nothing too scary and something maybe a little sillier, this is definitely worth your time for sure.
It's right. It's like so witty and campy, and it's like a vampire workplace comedy. It's basically
It's like The Office, but with vampires. Maybe that's the best way to describe it.
Yes. So good. So yeah, thanks for that recommendation. But let's get on to today's recording, which, as always, I am genuinely really excited about. Why don't you cue us up? Who do we got here?
Yeah, our guest today, she is the Director of Education at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music in Memphis, Tennessee. And in 2019, she was named to the Memphis Business Journal's list of 40 business leaders under the age of 40. She is Kimberly Hooper Taylor. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you.
Super excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. It's funny, this all came about because I went to Memphis on a weekend a couple months ago, and I realized I've been to the Civil Rights Museum there. I've been to Graceland, so I was kind of looking for other things to do in Memphis, and I came across the Stax Museum. And I said, well, you know what? I mean, first of all, it was an awesome museum. It's an amazing...
Thank you.
It's at the original Stax Museum location, right?
Stax Records.
Stax Records, excuse me. Yes. Now it's museum. Yes. It was Stax Records.
Right, that's
yes,
how that usually
the original
works.
Site.
It was a museum
the original
first.
Site.
It started as a museum, then became a working facility. It actually went the reverse direction. Yeah.
Yes, our campus is really unique. We do have an after-school music program next door, and we have a 6th through 12th grade charter school behind us. So we really push out and perpetuate this legacy of soul music. So I'm glad you guys were able to stop by.
Yeah, no, it was really cool to take the tour there. And so I reached out to you guys and said, hey, you guys should come on the show, and we should just talk Stax music. And you guys said yes, amazingly. So I was very thankful for that.
We like stuff like this. This is easy.
No, this is great. Yeah, you guys definitely love the music, and there is just so much music to love. So, without further ado, let's get into the mix.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was not familiar because, again, this show has been me learning a lot about music, which has been one of the things I really love about doing this, now that we're this many months in. And so I didn't know about Stax Records, obviously went and did my research and kind of learned a lot. And then you put together this mix of a bunch of artists that came through Stax Records. And it's incredible. I mean, like, there is just so many legends that have recorded there. And we're going to kick off with track one, So I Can Love You by The Emotions. So tell us about this one.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm surprised that one is number one. Okay, so The Emotions are, for me, so just like you guys, I did not grow up on Stax Records. I am an 80s baby, so I came up in any 90s hip hop. So I have had to truly, truly learn like what this is. And so it's a beautiful thing to kind of be in it, but also kind of have the perspective of bridging intergenerational gaps too. That's pretty much my job. So The Emotions I was familiar with because of their songs like Boogie Wonderland with Earth, Wind, and Fire. They have some of those classic hits.
Best of My Love too, right?
Yes, like seriously, best of My Love. And so songs like feel like So I Can Love You come up when you're working at Stax, and you're like, you know what, that song speaks to my heart. So this is kind of why I picked the Emotions. They're like some of those unsung artists on the label, but once you really get into their catalog, you're like, okay, this is deep, this is rich, and it expands, like it's across decades. So that's why I chose this song.
Yeah, you're going to hear me say this a lot throughout this mix, which is just that there's so many beautiful voices, you know, and it's like, and just lyrically, that's amazing. I mean, it's like still in that time period where like the lyrics kind of, you know, they were storytelling. They meant something that you could, yes, like follow them, and there was like a cohesive narrative, as opposed to like what would later happen in music, which is fine. I'm not judging, but, you know, this was that time period. So, yeah, I mean, I love this opening, so soulful, like such a great opening, like smooth opening to this whole mix. Yeah, I mean, what can you say about any of these? They're all so, so amazing.
Yeah, so that song was produced by Isaac Hayes, and your second track is, I mean, just unbelievable. Isaac Hayes, Do Your Thing. This is off the Shaft soundtrack, and the full version is 20 minutes long. I looked down at my phone at one point. I was like, is this a safe song? Are we still going?
We can do the 3-minute version. So we really love Isaac here, like a lot. You can see, if you can see me here, I'm wearing this Isaac t-shirt.
Yes.
But Isaac, when he was, first he was a songwriter here at the label. And when the label lost their catalog to Atlantic, once they got out of their first deal, distribution deal, they had this 3-week campaign to produce 27 albums and 30 singles, and they put them out in a weekend. And so Isaac was empowered to just create, and this is when you see this genius kind of come alive, and he goes from behind the scenes to in front of the scenes. And so I call it the pimped out era, but he eventually comes into who, the Isaac that we end up knowing and loving, and he does tracks like Do Your Thing. So for me, I am from Memphis through and through, and this song is so, I have no other words, but it's so pimped out, and you've been here, so you've seen his Cadillac, like it's so Isaac, and like this is just essential.
That's what I was gonna bring up. The Cadillac, I mean, that is just, I mean, this, it's on a turntable, right? So you just get the full, yes, 360 view of Isaac Hayes' Cadillac, and I think I took some pictures, yes, so we'll try to post it to our Instagram. But I was like, this is unbelievable. This was his car. But it was so perfect, too. Like, you listen to this, yes, you hear all the stories about Isaac Hayes, then somebody tells you that's his Cadillac. You're like, yeah, of course it is. That's perfect.
Of course it is.
Yes. But this is an amazing song. I mean, you talk about genius. I mean, musically, this thing, there's so many instruments. This, like I said, this is off the Shaft soundtrack, which was mostly instrumental, but it was this, mm-hmm, obviously the title track, Shaft, and I think one other song that had some lyrics to it. But mm-hmm, and they cut it, this one down from 20 minutes to, like you said, there's a 3-minute version they put on the radio, but gosh, just amazing, just an amazing musician.
That is incredible. I also can nerd out over that big Cadillac because I grew up loving cars. You know, as a kid, just got really into it. And those things are just tanks. Like, I can't even believe that they moved at all. Like, they're so massive. And they're just made out of steel. And it's just like, wow. It's crazy.
And the number of people that just come here and just stand and just look at it, that's amazing, too.
I believe that.
Literally in awe.
Awesome. All right. Well, track 3 here. We've got Big Bird by Eddie Floyd. Absolutely love this song on the track. I think this might be one of my favorites. Just amazing rock elements to it. And yeah, tell us about this one.
So Eddie Floyd actually stopped by a few months ago. So they're getting up in age, a lot of artists who are still alive, and they're coming, you know, kind of doing these last tours and donating items to the museum, you know, so they can live here forever. So it's always a pleasure to kind of really honor those ones who don't feel like they get the recognition that they deserve. We actually featured his song. It was done in our last Black History Month virtual tour. A young artist, Liz Brasher, covered it. And that's when I was like, girl, what is that? And why did it sound so beautiful? And so you kind of see how it takes on new life in this generation for rock artists and what they do with their guitar when they play Big Bird. But the story behind Big Bird, and it's kind of why I put it in my relationship mix, sad reason for writing it, of course. He wrote the song when they were waiting for their plane to take off to return back to Memphis for to Georgia for Otis's memorial service after he died in the plane crash, and the plane was experiencing some mechanical issues, and so he wrote the song. And so we're going to fly out this week, me and my husband, and so we're absolutely waiting. So the Big Bird for me is like, let's hurry up and go ahead and get into the sky and fly away and go do some things, you know, with our family to celebrate our anniversary. So that's kind of what I thought about when I listened to Big Bird. It's just, let's get this show moving and let's go ahead and fly on out. It's been a long year, y'all.
No kidding. I love that. I love that tidbit that he wrote this while waiting for a plane, because, you know, Matt and I have kind of talked about when artists write these amazing songs in these kind of like, you know, random states in their life, and how it always forces me to reflect, like, what am I doing with that same amount of time? And so, you know, I'm just like playing, like, I don't know, just some random game, waiting on, checking the clock every 15 seconds, certainly not writing music. So it's just kind of amazing.
Yeah, checking my fantasy football scores for the 19th time. Right. Still hasn't changed. I still lost.
Checking daycare apps.
Right.
All right, track four, we go to I Forgot to Be Your Lover by William Bell.
Okay. So first of all, I love William Bell. He's the first artist that I've met when I started working here. He is the coolest thing you've ever seen.
<That's awesome.
laughs> Like, literally sunglasses, and like he's such a beautiful soul. My first selfie. So I was actually introduced to this song. It was sampled, like, my freshman year of high school by Jaheim. And so that's when I first heard the song, like 2002. So to hear it in its original form, I was like, wait a minute, that's Memphis. And so I kind of fell in love with it. But the lyrics and I Forgot to Be Your Lover just really, really speak to relationships and just how we go through the day to day and just forget to do the simple things, the things that got us to this point, the holding the hands, the just saying, you know, have a nice day. And that is what William is speaking to my soul, even back then. So he's speaking to me now. So that's kind of why I picked this song and why I love this song so much. Also why I love William so much.
It's a great song. And you're right. It's kind of this consistent, you see this message a lot in love songs where it's like, I kind of overlooked the person you're with, right? The person you're in a relationship with. And he does a great job of expressing that. I also thought it was really odd that Billy Idol did a cover of this in like the mid-80s. And I didn't believe it was the same song, but I went ahead and looked it up because it's a different title. Billy Idol just called it To Be Your Lover. But it's this really weird synth pop version of this. I'm going to go ahead and declare that William Bell did it better. But I know I'll probably get a lot of crap from all the Billy Idol fans out there. But, yeah, I'm going to give this one to William Bell. But really strange for Billy Idol to cover this song.
Not strange at all. There are a lot of covers and a lot of samples that came out of Sex Records.
Well, it's a great song. I'm not trying to discount that. It's just odd for a guy like Billy Idol to be like, I'm going to reach into the Stax record collection and redo one of those. Yeah, I don't know. Just didn't quite fit. But anyway, yeah.
I haven't listened to that cover. Now I'm going to need to do that. yeah, I'm very curious now. Speaking of covers, track five has a very famous cover, but I'm also going to go ahead and say that the original is the winner for me, which is What a Man by Linda Landell.
Yes. Okay. Again, I told you, hip-hop buff coming into the Stax Museum. So you know I was introduced to this song through Salt and Pepper, of all
yes.
people.
Yep.
And so when I heard the original by Linda Lindell, and I was like, first of all, this white girl is singing. That's first, because we want to talk Blue Eyed Soul too, and what was
that's
happening
right.
at Stax
that's
Records.
Right.
And so just the raw, gritty Southern, the richness in her voice as she built out these tunes, she doesn't get enough credit because we gave it all to Salt and Pepper. But I was
right.
like, listen to Linda, and what is she doing with this track? But I mean, What a Man is a classic, whether it is soul or hip-hop, and it's the same message. I have a really good man, and he's great. And so I would pick this in any genre for sure, but I'm definitely picking Linda Lindell to be on my playlist.
Yeah, no, it's a great message. It's a great song. I kind of like the bass line in this a little better. I mean, it's so similar to the Salt and Pepper one, but I like the original one. It's a little funkier, And you're right. You mentioned she's white, and she actually got she sang with James Brown, and she actually got death threats from the KKK once they realized she was associating with black artists. And so that was, I mean, that's an interesting. I was like, wow. I mean, that's some serious stuff. And just for singing on a record, you know, that's crazy.
And we talk about that often. We talk about, and that's just the core of the Stax stories. We talk about this integrated workforce and studio, and then what was happening outside of our doors. So Linda's no different than Booker T and the MGs and any of the other folks who were coming in this studio making music. So
yeah, that was the, you know, part of the museum tour. You get to see a lot of these artists. And I remember, well, the Blues Brothers, you know, if anybody's familiar with the, you know, the 1980 movie, the Blues Brothers, you know, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi in that one. And a lot of the people in their band were, you know, part of the Stax Record family.
Mm-hmm.
So
talk about Duck Dunn. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, Duck Dunn. And yeah, I mean, it was just, it was remarkable that walking around and being like, yeah, that's it. So a lot of the inspiration for those guys, I think, came from a lot of the Stax artists. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So track six here, we're at the halfway point, and I just love the title of this song. I love everything about this song. Cheaper to Keeper by Johnny Taylor.
You cannot, as I've stated, Memphis, in all of this good old history, Johnny Taylor is, I mean, there's Isaac and there's Johnny, and then I like tit for tat for a second. So Cheaper to Keeper, just husband, it's just much cheaper to just let me be before you let me go. That's just, it is what it is. And Johnny Taylor speaks facts. And so he always has some bluesy, instrumental, or influenced tune in all of his songs, whether it's his last $2, whether it is, you know, Jody's Got Your Girl. Johnny has songs that are just like, speaking to your heart, but like the ruthless part of your heart. So Cheaper to Keeper for sure is like my finger point and my husband.
And I love at the end of the song, he literally just goes through a list of things you will have to pay for. Like, this is really just a very like logical, hey guys, let's think this out. You got insurance, you got your car payment. I mean, he's just listed. I'm like, this is amazing.
I know. I often will copy over lyrics that I really like, and I realize that I was just basically copying over the entire song. I would just read the entire song out on air. I'm not going to do that, but the one that was my absolute favorite, and they're all so good, but this one, like, you didn't pay but $2 to bring the little girl home. Now you're about to pay $2,000 to leave her alone. You see another woman out there and you want to make a change. She ain't going to want you because you won't have a damn thing. I just love that. That's great. Yeah, fantastic track. All right, track seven. I mean, you know, we've referenced him already on this. The one and only Otis Redding, and you've got Try a Little Tenderness.
I mean, it's a classic. And you can't even have any list of Stax without including Otis Redding. That would be my pick for sure. Try a Little Tenderness is just a reminder to just be a little tender with her. She gets tired, she gets weary, you know. And the beautiful thing about all of Otis's songs, you know, prior to Sit on the Dock of the Bay, is you have songs like this one that really speak to the musician in him and his ability to speak to the instruments, but also he was a master of, like, the soul and overdrive performances. So this very slow, steady build up and then this explosion of nothing but soul. And I think that speaks a lot to just relationships. It's a very like slow but steady wins the race, and sometimes there are explosions of emotions that just speak to your heart. And so this song for sure is just a reminder of all things spoken through Otis.
And he does start out, you know, it's a very tender song to start, but I love by the end of it, he's just screaming at us, you know, hey, try a little tenderness. Like, he's really trying to drive home that message, which I love. I mean, this is just an amazing song. I didn't realize it had been written in the 30s, and there were a lot of early versions. It was like Bing Crosby and Jimmy Durante did versions of this, but then Otis's version just took it to the mainstream. That's really what brought it to the forefront of people, and since then, all sorts of artists have tried to cover this song. I mean, doesn't really compare to this, but it's it's just an amazing song.
The track that when I started playing this, the other track that immediately came to mind is this was sampled on Watch the Throne, Jay-Z and Kanye's album. I forget exactly which track this was on, but I started playing this one. I was like, oh, right. Yes, of course. Because, again, you know, we'd mentioned that a lot of these have been sampled. And Kanye sampled a whole lot, you know, from this time period, from Motown and blues and all of that. So if you think you haven't heard this song, but you have listened to that album, you've absolutely heard this song. It's just an amazing backing track there.
And that's probably true of so many records in the Stax catalog that have probably, people are probably familiar with a number of these songs just from the samples, not in just other R&B or rap songs now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the samples and the covers. It was, even when you mentioned Otis sampling this track, I immediately thought about him doing Respect and then Aretha covering
people
are, they know hers, yes, they don't know his, and so it's the same story over and over and over again.
All right, so next up, track 8, we've got the Dramatics with What You See Is What You Get, and love the message here. why did this one make the mix?
I am who I am. That's basically what I'm saying. Husband, some people are made of plastic, some people are made of wood, and I'm about as real as it gets. And so this is just one of those things you have to remember, like in the age of like social media and in the age of like all of this, I get to present myself authentically. I get to do that in my relationship, and that's pretty rare in a lot of occasions these days. I automatically think of the Wattstack soundtrack, and I can just see all of the ladies just like having fun in their little rompers, headed to this concert, and the Dramatics playing, you know, in the background. And so I always think of like fun times too. So this is why this track is on there. It's like, we like to hang out, we like to go out, but you know, you're taking me out as me. This is what they're gonna get, this is what you're gonna get too. So I could resist putting the Dramatics on there.
And you referenced the Wattstack concert, the performance. I mean, that was, for those that don't know, this was like, it was like a multi-day festival, right, in Watts, in like a stadium, where they had all the Stax Records artists out there, right?
The heavy hitters, at least, 1972. So next year we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of the festival. But it was done in response to the Watts Rebellion of 1965. It was just to heal the community of Watts. So Stax got out there. They wanted to put their catalog out there and their artists out there, and charged $1, no incidents. So over 110,000 African-Americans just congregating and just living. So this is just... this is just one of those times that we won't even be able to get back, but it's one of those things that you just watch and you go, my God, what a time to be alive.
That's incredible. I love that. All right, track 9, which I didn't recognize the title, but then I hit play and I was like, of course, I do know this song. Great song. Mr. Big Stuff by Gene Knight. And immediately, whenever I read Mr. Big Stuff, I just immediately follow with, like, who do you think you are? You know, singing it. It's so good.
Do you also do, like, the motions?
Of course, yeah.
So I love this track. It is literally a signature track here at Stax. The Academy performs it all the time. We hear it kind of everywhere. It's in commercials. But if you listen to the lyrics, it has nothing to do with my relationship, but it does have to do with, like, I thought about this song, or I use this song, because I was thinking about social media and how people will hop in your inbox or in your DMs and they want to convince you that, you know, oh, I have exactly what you want. Right. So it's like a response to that, you know. No, I'd rather date the poor guy who has nothing than you, you know, Mr. Show Off, with your pretentious self. So it's that same thing that I've just kind of like adapted for 2021. But it's a classic from the big guy on the album cover that just took a photo for them. Like, everything about this is just classic. And Gene Knight is she's amazing.
That's a great analogy to kind of the social media era, because that's right. People always try to make themselves out to be more than they are. And yeah, you know, Gene Knight's there to knock them back down a peg. I had never made the connection before, because I'm familiar with Groove Me by King Floyd. And I read up that Groove Me and Mr. Big Stuff were recorded in the same session. And when Groove Me came out and became a big hit for King Floyd, that's when this kind of pushed up, because they were like, everyone loves this sound. And I had never made the connection before that those two songs have such a similar sound. But they do, and they kind of piggybacked off each other for great success.
Yeah.
So we get to track number 9 now. No, track 10, sorry. We've got, I love the title here, Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes by Carla Thomas. And beautiful voice from Carla Thomas. And this sounded to me, it's from 1961, but immediately what popped into my head was kind of that 1950s kind of Motown-ish sort of sound. And it was just out of that decade, but I love the sound of this one.
So Carla has one of the most unique voices to me on the Stax roster. She was the first person to come around the corner when they heard about this location from their mailman, her and her father, Rufus Thomas. And she had written a song in her journal, Cause I Love You. And that's what got Stax, caught the attention of Jerry Wexler over at Atlantic Distribution. But this song, it just reminds me of Carla's like songwriting skills. She writes it very like, I have a crush on you. It's very daydreamy. Her voice is very 50s. You're not wrong. She could have easily been a Motown singer.
Yeah, right.
she still comes around. She lives in the neighborhood, so it's always beautiful to see Carla Thomas. But this song, I actually chose this song, not about a crush, but I chose it because our life is beautiful. It's Gee Whiz. We have two beautiful sons. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And they are an absolute reflection of our relationship. And so when I think Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes, it's like the angels sing. She has all these beautiful lyrics. I have my late parents. I just think of all of these things at play have created these beautiful blessings in these little boys. I can look in their beautiful eyes. As like it's a beautiful manifestation of the love in our relationship. So Gee Whiz takes on another meaning for me too. And I can do that because I'm sitting here in these songs all day. But that's what I think about when I think about Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes.
That's beautiful. I really love that. I agree. I mean, I just thought this is such a cute song. And I don't mean that in a diminutive way. I mean that in like a very like sweet way. It's very cute. It's very simple. Yeah, it's very sweet. It's beautiful. I really enjoyed listening to it, and I agree with the two of you. Just an absolute gorgeous voice. That was my number one immediate note I wrote listening to this. Truly, truly special.
But, and she still sounds like that, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, when they come by, you've mentioned a couple artists just kind of popping in. I mean, is this for specific appearances, or do they just like stopping in at the old stomping grounds? Like, what is the context there?
I feel like we could talk all day about the stories of artists that have been here and the ones that still call the number because it's the same number from the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Carla lives in the neighborhood, so she frequents the place. I'll say that.
Okay.
And a lot of the other artists just kind of will stop through. They have concerts. They want to kind of, you know, see the kids and they perform. But I mean, it's open doors for all the artists. And some we really try to give them their flowers while they're still here. Especially those who didn't get their royalty flowers while they were here. We really try to make this a place where they feel welcome, and they're always welcome. So they always come through.
That's awesome.
That's great. They can come by and remember the days of it being just a humble museum for them.
That was good.
Had to mess with you, Matt.
That's good. That's called a callback in the industry. That's well done. It's well done, Sammer. We're getting better at broadcasting.
It's all coming together. All right. Track 11 here. Is another beautiful one. You Put the Sunshine Back in My World by The Newcomers.
Okay, so I came across this gem when I was putting together this mix. I was like, hey, boss, any recommendations for love songs? And he was like, so many. And then I came across The Newcomers, and I don't know, it's something about the way they say girl, 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 girl. I don't know what it is. But it just reminds me of my husband. I don't know. And so I picked this song. It's so simple and so sweet and so like it's so 60s. but it's like, my husband's grateful for me. He doesn't always know how to show say it, but he definitely knows how to show it. And it's like, I'm grateful that, you know, what I thought was happening in my life wasn't exactly what happened. And you brought this love. I'm bragging on myself, by the way. And so this song here is a tribute to myself on behalf of my husband.
That is fantastic.
That's great. I like that kind of addition to the mix, you know? Brag on yourself a little bit. That is well done. All right, wrapping it up here. Track 12, you've got Love Can Be So Wonderful by the Temprees. And this was a trio I was not familiar with, but then dug in, found out one of the three was Larry Dodson, who was later the lead singer of the Bar K's, who I am familiar with. So I was like, whoa, okay, this is I like kind of finding things like that, little connections between the musical groups. But this is a great song in and of itself.
And that's really it. this song, it's probably one of it's like the emotions that you have at Temprees. It's something about these groups here at Stax when they get together, and I don't know if it's the harmonies, like it's everything about it just puts your soul in this beautiful place. And the title itself speaks for itself. Love can literally be so wonderful, like between a boy and a girl or whatever. It's so beautiful. And yes, Larry Dodson also Bar K's, and then he went off on his own for a little bit, but he and James Alexander still around, but still making beautiful music. And this song just needed to be included because it's the Temprees, and they also don't get their flowers when they need their flowers too. But we recognize some of those unsung artists and some of the beautiful contributions they made here at Stax Records. And so, of course, on my playlist, the song is beautiful.
It really is, and it's such a perfect way to end the mix, really. I mean, it's just like, yeah, you leave kind of, between these two songs, you just kind of leave with a smile on your face. And again, you know, I will repeat that it's been so awesome as we've done this podcast to, you know, a lot of our people have come on and our guests have come on and put together either in 90s, 80s, and the aughts, and like, you know, a lot of like modern music that is amazing, but then every now and then we get a mix like this that kind of throws it back, and you realize like they're just straight lines to, you know, the music that we listen to today. Mm-hmm. And so you see the elements, you see the evolution of it, and I mean I have loved that, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten the chance to kind of go back in time and listen to some of these songs and these musicians that are so talented and absolutely are worth listening to. So hopefully some of our listeners, you know, get to experience that too, and kind of find a whole new, you know, whole new decade of music that they can fall in love with and appreciate and speaks to them. Because I think a lot of these songs are universal and have these incredible messages. So thank you so much for putting together this mix. It was really a joy to listen to. I loved it.
Thank y'all so much for having me on here. And please note that none of what I said today is condoned by Concord or Stax Records or the Stax Museum. This is all me cracking all these jokes about pimped out cars and whatnot.
Wonderful.
So
yes.
I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed being here.
No, this has been great. Thank you so much. Now, share with the people out there if they want to find out more about you or Stax Records or the museum or the Soulsville Foundation, any of it. Where can they look to find any of that?
Oh my goodness. Staxmuseum.com is always a great place to start. We keep everything on there. Stax Museum of American Soul Music on Facebook. I want to say it's Stax Museum on Instagram. And I want to say Stax Memphis on Twitter. You can follow us at any of those. We like to keep it current. We are currently, we received Bob Abrahamian's 30,000 record collection. So we are beginning to kind of bring those in, but also showcase those to the public. 2022 is a big year for us. Isaac Hayes will be honored through Memphis in May, which will honor the country of Ghana in 2022. As you may or may not know, Isaac is an honorary king of Ghana. We will highlight him in 2022, but also it's the 50th anniversary of Watt Stax in 2022. And then, of course, the Stax Museum. Not records, Stax Museum.
That's right.
We'll celebrate 20 years in 2023. So it's just a big campaign leading up to 2023. So we're excited. It's so much movement. It's so much action. And as always, so much music. So we're excited that y'all have like invited us in, but we're excited for whatever happens in the future.
That is awesome. And yes, do yourself a favor, and if you're in Memphis, check out the museum, because I mean, I could have stayed there all day. Just so many cool things and so much cool musical history there. Definitely worth the visit. So thank you, Kimberly, for joining us again, and thank you for adding a super awesome mix to everyone's collection. You can find us on social media at Super Awesome Mix, and we will be back again with another one. So for Kimberly and Samer, this is Matt, and we will see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.